All right, that's close enough. We'll start in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. First of all, welcome to all those who just joined us. Very happy that you could be here to spend New Year's with us. Those of you who have been with us for, you know, a year or two or whatever, know that every year we gather together on December 31st as we celebrate the new year, and we kind of set a goal for the coming year, something that we as an entire church family can kind of concentrate on and focus on together. Who remembers what the goal of last year was? Humility. Humility. Very good. So we said last year that we want to take the topic of humility and focus on it and really try to evaluate ourselves in humility. I know lots of people did lots of different stuff. Who remembers the year before? Quiet time. Very good. And this is one that I know a lot of people did a really, really good job with. And to this day, I see a lot of people are really dedicated to their quiet time and spending that time in the morning with the Lord. And that's really, really good. In the past, we've done things like read the Bible in the year. We've done things like the unity and the fellowship and all those kinds of different things. So we were trying to figure out what the goal of this year should be. We were trying to figure out where it is that we should, you know, kind of direct our attention and what should be the goal of this year. So this is not something which is easy to do. It's not like there's a book that they give you when you become a priest that tells you what to focus on every year. So we started thinking about it and praying about it. We started to think back. We wanted to kind of like go back to the basics here. So we started asking ourselves, is what is like the beginning? Can you click for me, please? What is like the goal of life? So we try to ask ourselves, let's forget about the goal of this year. Let's just talk about what the goal of life is. What would you say is my goal in life? What's the goal for me and the goal for you? Is the goal to fast a lot? I said, no, the goal is not fasting. The goal is maybe to read the Bible. No, that's something good that we do, but that's not really the goal. That's not really the main essence. So we said, above all else, the goal of life would be, give me a click there, Mark. The goal of life would be the image of Christ, all right? The goal of life, of my life and of your life, if you look at what it is that I'm supposed to get to by the end, it's the image of Christ, all right? That's what it says there in Romans chapter 8, verse 29. You can look at that verse together. It says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. You see, the Bible talks about the goal of life. God's plan for you has always been the same. It hasn't changed. From the very, very beginning, when God created man and woman, he created man in his image and his likeness. He created man and woman to be like him. And if we look at what is the goal of life, it's not just, like I said, to fast. It's not just to pray. It's not even to confess and repent. It's not to be baptized. The goal of life is that when all is said and done, and I'm finished this life here, that I look like Christ, that I talk like Christ, that I think like Christ, that I walk like Christ, that everything about me is in the image and likeness of Christ. All right? Look at the next verse, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Says that we should no longer be children, but may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. All right? We should no longer be children. I like that part. We should no longer be children. You've heard me talk about this before, especially when we talked about the whole 40 days of purpose and discipleship, that the goal of life is not to be children. Just like physically, we hope that when we were born as little babies that we grow and we mature physically. Well, same thing spiritually. And that's what we want to kind of focus on this year, is how to grow more mature spiritually. And a sad thing for many of us is many of us have the spiritual birth. All right? We're baptized. Many of us take the first baby steps and we learn how to walk and goo goo gaga and we learn how to say our Father and we learn how to say a few key words in prayer. God bless this and thank you for this. And we learn certain key phrases and we learn certain key things. But we never get past that. We never grow deeper in our spiritual walk. So the goal of this year that we want to focus on is how to grow a little bit deeper, all right? And how to grow more mature. What we're going to do this year a lot is ask ourselves the question, am I in the image of Christ? Am I in the likeness of Christ? Was the way I handled this situation a Christ-like way? Was the way that I dealt in this particular scenario the way Christ would have acted in that specific situation? The goal, like I said, is to become like Christ. Is this an easy goal? I'm sure some of you are thinking right now, okay, that's nice. That's a real nice goal, but I've been trying to do that for 15, 16, 20 years of my life. That ain't an easy goal. It'd be very nice if I say we're going to stand here together in 1 year together, 1 year from today, and every one of us will be like looking around like little Christ walking around. It's a big goal. And I'm not saying that you're going to accomplish it in a year. This goal takes a lifetime. But the goal is to just get a step closer. Hey, look at it this way. If I'm sending a rocket into space and I have a target, which is really far away. Let's say I'm sending a rocket up to another planet. Let's say I'm sending it to Uranus. Okay? I'm sending a rocket to Uranus. All right? And it's like a bazillion miles away. All right? And it's really, really, really far away. It's not going to happen. The rocket's not going to hit it overnight. But the point is that as long as I'm on the right direction, the right coordinates, then slowly, day by day, year by year, whatever, it's going to get there eventually. But the problem is that I have to be on the right target. What happens if I know that Uranus is like 45 degrees this way, okay, and I'm supposed to be on that degree and that target, and I get off by 1 degree? What happens? What happens if I'm off by 1 degree? Is it that big a deal? Yeah, it's a big deal. Because look, if I'm off by 1 degree, it's just one slight degree, then I'm not going to hit the target by the end time. All right? You know what? A lot of us have that same problem spiritually. And that's what we're going to try to correct this year. We're going to try to set ourselves on the right goal. And God knows that you, like me, like everyone, that there's slight deviations that may happen. And our goal for this year is that if I go from 45 to 44 degrees, I'm not going to say no big deal, because I know that it is a big deal if I project it out over the rest of my lifetime. And I know that if I'm slightly off, if there's slight deviation, I'm not going to hit that goal in the end. And believe me, if you are honest with yourself, all right, and if you ask me my opinion, what causes the spiritual problems in your life from what I've seen, it ain't major distractions. It ain't big things. It's little deviations. I'm not concerned that anyone's going to walk out of here and become Muslim or become an atheist or be converted to Islam or Jewish or anything like that. That's not what's going to happen. Our problem is not that we're going to turn 90 degrees. Our problem is that we're going to turn 1 degree. And then maybe next year, another degree. And I'm telling you that these 1 degrees add up over time. And if you stay, even if you just shifted 1 degree and you continue on that course, you're not going to hit the target. What I'm talking about here is we all know that sin is what distracts us from God. But if you go to the original word sin, do you know what the word sin means? The word sin literally means missing the mark. Literally means that there's a mark here and I landed right here. Sin isn't what we think of, like I said, killing and murdering and all this stuff. It's not all these big things. Sin is, here is the bullseye, and I landed right there. That's sin. What we do too often, though, is we make excuses for these little deviations. Ah, it's college, it's exams, ah, I'm busy, whatever. But these little distractions, this is sin. Anything other than a bullseye is considered to be, like I said, a sin, and is not going to get you to the mark. So what should we do? Well, that's where we get to the goal of 2006, all right? And the goal of 2006 is going to be, one more right there, daily self-examination. That's the goal for 2006. Daily self-examination. What I mean by that is, again, back to the rocket ship example. If I'm in this rocket ship, and I know that I have to be right on the 45 degree mark, or else I'm going to miss the planet. I'm going to miss my target. Then what I'm going to do is every single morning when I get up, I'm going to brush my teeth, I'm going to take my shower, and I'm going to check the coordinates. And then at the end of the day, before I go to bed at night, I'm going to check to make sure that when I go to bed, my rocket ship isn't drifted off even by a half a degree. And we're going to do the same thing spiritually. We're going to focus on that target, that mark, which is, like I said in the beginning, the image of Christ, talking like Him, walking like Him, acting like Him, thinking like Him, being everything like Him. And we're going to check ourselves to make sure that we're on it. Look what it says in Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is going to be our theme verse for the year. That God would search me, all right? And we're going to search ourselves with a microscope, all right? And we're going to really stress on that, examining myself and searching and seeing if there's any wicked way inside me. Because God knows, if there's 1% deviation, I won't hit the way everlasting. I'm not talking about the goal of the year is to confess once a month. I'm not saying the goal of the year is to go to retreats and stuff like that. I'm saying the goal is every single day to examine myself, to see, not if during the past year, but to see if during that day I strayed one degree from that path. You know that any time that you had a major disruption in life, any major fall spiritually, I guarantee you, it didn't happen overnight. I promise you, it didn't happen overnight. You got yourself in that situation by many, whatever, years or months or days or whatever, of slight deviation. What we're going to try to do is correct it a lot more regularly. So that's what we're going to do, is every single day, we're going to sit with ourselves. We're going to review the events of the day. And we're going to see, did I miss the mark? When I was sitting in traffic and this thing came up, did I miss the mark? When I was with my boss and he told me this, did I miss the mark? When I was in the Starbucks, did I miss the mark? Did I miss the mark in any single time? And we're going to keep in mind what the mark is. The mark is not to not commit murder, not commit adultery. That's not the mark. The mark is the image and likeness of Christ. Now, some of you are probably thinking right now, okay, this is easy. I got this one under control. I don't do anything bad. I'm sure that's what many people are thinking right now. And I know that because many people come and I grab their ear and I say, you need to confess this and that. They come in confession. I'm doing fine. How's the spiritual? Oh, things going fine. I don't have that many major problems. Just a couple things here and there, but I got it all under control. If you think that you have it all under control and you think that everything is fine in life, that just means you ain't looking hard enough. That doesn't mean that there's nothing there. All right? And this is actually, this gets to the idea we need to have, too often we make this distinction of major sins versus minor sins. All right? And we need to kind of clarify this right now for everyone right here. We think of major sins are the big ones. All right? And these are what need confession. Probably your 10 commandments, the 10 big ones. So if I didn't murder, I didn't commit adultery, I didn't steal, I didn't do any of those bad things, then I'm pretty much okay, because those are the major sins. And you know you fall into these major ones. Like I'm telling you, a lot of us do this when you know that when you confess, my bet is that 95% of what you confess is recent stuff. Stuff that happened within the past 2 weeks. All right? Does that mean you only sinned in the past 2 weeks? No, it's just we think of those big, major sins. And as long as I'm not doing those, I'm okay. Well, here, I got some bad news for many people in the room today. There are many people who don't have any major sins who will never see the kingdom of heaven. I said this before and I'll say it again. Another way of saying it is there's lots of people who are good, quote unquote, good people who don't do bad things, who are never ever going to taste the kingdom of heaven, who are going to be stuck downstairs for all of eternity. Because that's not the goal. The goal is not to not commit murder and adultery and these things. The goal is, like I said in the beginning, is the image of Christ. All right? And too many of us get deviated from that goal. It doesn't matter if you haven't murdered. It doesn't matter if you haven't committed adultery. If you're not growing in the image of Christ, you are missing the mark. All right? And that's what we need to correct this year. Like, for example, you know the story of the five foolish virgins. The five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins. So there's five wise virgins, and they made it into the kingdom. Five foolish virgins didn't make it into the kingdom. What did the five foolish virgins do not to make it in the kingdom? They were prostitutes, right? No, they were virgins. All right, they were drunkards probably. Probably out drinking and cursing and raising a ruckus outside, and they were doing all kinds of bad stuff, right? Uh-uh. They were waiting for the bridegroom to come. These people waited all night long by the gate of the door, waiting for the bridegroom to come. What was their sin? What did they do bad? What was their big mistake that they made that caused them to be cast out and the master to come back and say, I don't know who you are? What was their sin? Their sin was that they just missed something small. It was a minor sin. See what I'm saying? It was a minor deviation. And that's all it took to keep them out of the kingdom of heaven. Okay? It's not going to take a big sin to keep you out of heaven. I promise you. All right? Because like I said, there's lots of people who don't have any of these big sins who won't see the kingdom of heaven. And just like with the rocket, every major sin started off with a minor sin. Every major disaster in life, like I was saying earlier, started off with a minor deviation. Any rocket which missed its target started off by just 1 degree. Anytime there was murder, didn't start with murder, started with a hateful thought. Anytime there was an adulterous relationship, it didn't start with the idea of, I want to cheat on my wife or I want to cheat on my husband. It started very simply of, oh, that's not so bad looking right there. It always starts small, but the small thing leads to a big disaster. Look at an example of Judas. If I took a survey of who the worst person in the history of the world was, everyone would say Judas. He's the worst person ever. What was his sin? Was it a big thing? It must have been a huge sin to be such a bad person. You know what his sin was? Did he want to get Christ crucified? Was that his plan? It wasn't his plan. His plan was just to make a little change on the side. His plan was just to add a little bonus to his income. It was just a little bit of greed. But the little bit of greed quickly escalated into what it turned out to be, which is the crucifixion of Christ. So we need to nip these things in the bud. Look what Songs chapter 2 verse 15 says. It says, catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. It doesn't take but a very, very, very small fox to destroy an entire field of vines, what the Bible is saying. And it doesn't take but a little itsy bitsy little minor deviation sin to destroy one's life. So this year we're going for the little guy. This year is the year we're going for the little foxes. This is the year that we are not going to be so focused on the did I steal or didn't I steal. We're going to be focused on the did I have a greedy thought or didn't I have a greedy thought. This year we're not going to be worried on did I have sex before marriage or did I cheat on my partner or this and that. This year we're going to be focused on the sexual thought that just came in when I was standing by the corner. This year we're not going to be focused on the gossip and the talking bad about other people. This year we're going to be focused on the judgment thought that entered my head, which no one knew except myself. We're going to try to stop these sins while they're small and while they're still minor deviations. And before they become big, destructive things, we're going to try to get them. Because the bottom line is, whether you are drowning in 20 feet of water or 500 feet of water, either way, you're going to die. And it's the same thing when it comes to sin. Whether you're committing big sins or little sins, as long as there's sin, no image of Christ, there's death. And that's the bottom line of this whole thing. So the goal is, like I said, we're going to examine the little guy. We'll go for the little foxes and try to nip them in the bud early on. The reason why this is so important, more important than you think, is for a couple reasons. First thing, if I don't examine myself every single day, human nature is that I will forget. All right? I will forget. We're going to talk about how every single night we're going to sit with ourselves. You think about it and you be honest with yourself. By the time you wake up in the morning the next day, you forgot more than half the stuff that happened the day before. You remember the big things, but you most certainly don't remember the little things. Forgetting the sin doesn't solve the problem. This is an important one that everyone realizes. That just because you don't